Good morning. It's 7 o'clock at WCCO-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. I'm Ray Scott at the WCCO-FM News Bureau, the news presented by the Video Den. After a long cold spell like this one, everyone seems to be wondering, when will it all end? John Graff of the National Weather Service said we can expect below normal temperatures for at least another week, although they won't be that far below the average for this time of year. After that, he says, we could expect some snow.
Now, with the return of the slightly warmer temperatures from probably the 21st or 22nd of January on through at least the 15th of February, we'll probably be running into snow patterns once again as the jet stream recedes farther to the north. Then, as we get into the latter part of February and the early part of March, we'll have mixtures of those wet snows, and we will have some rain mixed with that as well before we finally make our break and come out of the season. But
Graff said the severely cold temperatures have been and will continue to be sandwiched in between warmer periods for the remainder of the winter season. Now, if it's any consolation, we are not having things as bad as they are in Chicago. That city virtually shut down yesterday. More snow was falling. During the evening rush hour, another storm appears headed that way. In Chicago, Jim Johnson talks about what the downtown area was like.
I saw one guy getting around on a busy Chicago street on a snowmobile. That's one of the few times you'd ever see that here. And people are walking on the streets themselves because the city is not able to get the sidewalks cleared. They're barely able to get the main thoroughfares cleared. And with people walking on the streets, that adds another hazard. If you're out driving, if you can get your car out and drive, you've also got to dodge pedestrians as well as abandoned cars and snowdrifts.
That was Jim Johnson in Chicago. Now, the AAA says in Milwaukee that the past two storms and another apparently headed that way have taxed the emergency services in the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin to the limit. There is a winter storm watch up this afternoon for the southern two-thirds of Wisconsin after the southern part of the state got another layer of snow yesterday afternoon and evening. Two more bank robberies in Minneapolis yesterday as the rash of robberies continues. The Minnesota Federal Savings and Loan Branch at 53rd and Lindale and the Riverside Community State Bank at 18th and Riverside hit for undetermined amounts of money. The job of cleaning up after that fire at the Metropolitan Medical Center building will continue today. The upper floors of the building were undamaged, but it'll be some time before tenants will move back in. On the lower floors, heavily hit by the fire, it may take 4 to 6 weeks before those offices are ready. The Minnesota Senate met for a brief session last night for a short period, passed a resolution praising the late Dr. Martin Luther King on the 50th anniversary of his birth. And over in the House, DFL leader Irv Anderson said he thinks his party got the better of that recent power split that finally allowed the House to get organized. The Shah of Iran boarded a military jet this morning bound for Egypt and apparently eventually headed for the United States. He is leaving on what is termed a vacation. Most observers think it will be permanent exile. The Shah was weeping openly as he boarded that plane. I'd like to talk to you again, as I did yesterday, about that exciting new world of video. Maybe you're watching the same old kind of television, which means that you're watching it on their schedule instead of on your own. May I suggest a visit to the Video Den? How about considering a television picture of 4 by 6 feet, which truly turns ordinary watching into what we might call an enveloping experience? Or how about a machine that'll record TV programs while you're away from home or watching something else and then let you watch when you want to watch that program? How about a device that'll turn any ordinary television into a playing field? That means that you and your friends or members of the family can compete in a variety of exciting games. All of that and a lot more you'll find at the Video Den in the Country Village Center in Hopkins. The Video Den is the area's finest video store. They have all the latest products, and they're displayed in a very handsome environment, and the prices are very competitive. And maybe the best of all would be to tell you that the Video Den is staffed by people who really know the business, and that's very important. So if you'd like to see what is really new, stop by at the Video Den in the Country Village Center in Hopkins.
Now that you are going to leave us for a few days and go to some warmer climes for a bit of work and rest, it is going to warm up here, Ray.
Somehow I knew that would happen.
We're going to see a high today of about 10 above, then 15 on Wednesday and Thursday, and by Saturday, we're looking forward to upper 20s. So, you're just going to miss driving through all the slush that we'll see by then.
Okay.
Something to look forward to. 14 below right now at Minneapolis-St. Paul. quite a temperature difference between our Twin Cities area and St. Cloud. St. Cloud has 25 below at this hour and only 14 below now in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Okay. About 3 weeks ago when I left town, you remember, for a couple
yes.
of weeks?
Uh-huh.
The North Stars were 10 points behind Toronto in their Adams Division race. Mm-hmm. Today, they're just 6 points behind.
They're doing all right.
Yes, that 8-1 win over the Rangers last night at Madison Square Garden. Tonight, they will be in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins have been playing very, very well. The Gopher basketball team came out of a deep sleep at halftime and then came back in the second half to nip Northwestern 60-58. And on Thursday night, we'll be at Ohio State. The Buckeyes are 4-0 and atop the Big Ten, so that'll be a very tough game. The news presented by the Video Den.
Good morning from WCCO-FM at 7:07. Here's a bit of Livingston Taylor. I will be in love with you. Livingston Taylor at WCCO-FM at 7:10 at our temperature 14 below, high today 10 above.
Sweetheart, you really look great.
Oh, thanks.
It seems like you're always eating, but you never gain a pound. How come?
I'm on a nibbling diet, honey.
Huh?
I read about it in Consumer Guide's Diet 79. It's wonderful.
The Consumer Guide's Diet 79. It explains and rates over 100 diets like the Scarsdale, the 9-Day Wonder, the new Weight Watchers plan, the Woman Doctor's Diet, and the West Coast La Costa Diet.
The way you look, honey, I better lose some extra pounds myself. How about lending me your Consumer Guide Diet 79?
Oh, no, you don't. Buy your own. It's on all the newsstands. And while you're there, pick up a copy of Consumer Guide's Best Buys and Discount Prices 79. Remember, inflation, you wanted to know how to save money.
Consumer Guide's Best Buys and Discount Prices 79, the only guide that evaluates everything, appliances, cameras, the new 79 cars, retail prices, and low prices for all products.
I'd like to read that myself.
Oh, I see. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is yours. The way you look, babe, I'd give you my Consumer Guide Best Buys.
And you can read my Diet 79.
Hmm.
We can lose weight.
And save money together.
Oh, isn't that romantic? 10.5 minutes after 7 at WCCO-FM, I've got something romantic for you. That's Wild Wings. Wild Wings in the Yorkdale Shops on the east side of Southdale. When you stop in there and take a look at the beautiful original artwork and limited edition prints of wildlife work, you are going to be very pleased with some of these items, and I know you'll want to take some home. Now, do yourself a favor and plan on spending some time shopping at Wild Wings, and I mean shopping seriously, because you'll find all price ranges and all sorts of different original artwork and limited edition prints to look at. Also, some beautiful books about the great outdoors. You're also going to find some very gorgeous crystal ware from Wild Wings and some interesting items that perhaps you'd like to have in your home, like brass duck hooks. You ever seen those? They're handy to have around, and they look good, too, so you can put them almost everywhere. And you know as well as I this time of the year that it's always handy to have an extra hook around for those coats and whatnot, and hats and mittens and scarves and things. So get into Wild Wings soon. Yorkdale Shops, east side of Southdale. I'm sure that you'll be pleasantly surprised with what you find at Wild Wings.
Find out where your home is losing heat. Dayton's energy consultants use heat-sensitive infrared equipment, the revolutionary new way to pinpoint heat leaks in your home. You get a detailed analysis of your heat loss problems, including black and white photos showing exactly where they occur, plus suggestions for correcting them. The price for the average home is just $89. Call Dayton's Energy Consultants today at 375-2225. That's 375-2225.
How about little Diana Ross this morning on CCO-FM?
Catch me in the morning.
Diana Ross, touch me in the morning. Not with those cold hands, though.
I'm out here again today at Larry Reed's Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth, just south of 494 and Penn Avenue, to talk about leasing the 79 Chrysler LeBaron. Larry, I know a lot of people have been out looking at Cutlasses and Grand Prix. Why should they take a look at leasing the Chrysler LeBaron Coupe?
You do, and I think you put a little style in your life with the finest, most luxurious intermediate made by any automobile manufacturer.
And the LeBaron comes in three different models, the two-door, the four-door, and the most unique, detailed, internationally styled wagon ever conceived.
And you can personalize the car with a real Corinthian leather interior and every conceivable option, even a factory moonroof.
And the lease payment on the LeBaron coupe?
$139 a month, and that includes factory air conditioning, automatic transmission, tinted glass, remote mirror, white sidewall radial tires, vinyl top, cruise control, tilt steering wheel, and an electric rear window defogger.
One more reason why you should come out to Larry Reed's Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth and check out the lease on a 79 Chrysler LeBaron. You know what they say, Larry?
Whatever you're looking for, Larry Reed's Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth has got.
On Penn Avenue, just south of 494. 36 payments of $139 due on the first of each month. A closed-end walk-away lease, just $150 security deposit and first month's payment down.
Thank you very much. 718 on WCCO-FM, and it's time once again for our WCCO-FM critic-at-large, Art Nouveau, to visit with us. Good morning, Art.
Yes, good morning. I was just reading here that it was Mickey Mouse's 50th birthday this year.
It was.
Yes.
That's right.
In honor, Washington named the GSA after him.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
By the way, give our best to Goofy. We know he's busy with the gas station, the peanut warehouse, and those fellows.
Yes, that's right.
Libya.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Today I thought I'd talk about what's been going on in the restaurants around town.
In the restaurants?
Yes, there's a resurgence of surly waiters and waitresses.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I just wrote down some of the comments I've gotten.
Oh, like what?
Well, I've complained about the proverbial fly in the soup.
Yes.
And things like, what did you expect for 40 cents a hummingbird? Or, well, how much can he drink?
Mm-hmm.
Or that'll be 20 cents extra. You know, the kind
of
comments.
So you're getting that sort of comment from the waiters and waitresses in town.
Yes, I've said, for example, how come there's no coffee on the menu? And one fellow said, because I wiped it off.
Oh.
Smarty. And I ordered the special for today at the cash lunch counter yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Chicken mushroom soup. But it had no chicken or mushrooms at all.
Really?
And, of course, I complained about that.
Yes.
And the waitress said, well, that's what makes it special. But anyway, I have finally decided that there is something you can come back with if the service is poor and you're not getting it as fast as you wish.
Give us a line, please.
Well, what you do is you, if you've waited a long time to be served, you call the owner over and you say, did the waiter who took my order leave a large family? Hopefully that will do some good.
How about your tip? Leave.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, a heavy tip. Don't wear white. It makes you look awfully plump.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope that's of some service to somebody today.
Well, it certainly is, and we appreciate that, Art.
You're very welcome.
All right. We'll see you again tomorrow, I hope.
Well, I wouldn't count on it, but we'll try and get up.
All right.
Ronald S. Joseph's bestseller, The Kingdom, began with the monumental saga of the growth of Texas. Now it continues with a heroic new novel, The Power. From the mighty Lantana Ranch
to the decadent pleasure palaces of Europe,
The Power.
It belonged to only the few
who dared possess it. The Power.
Book two of the epic trilogy of Texas.
The story of a land.
A dream.
A giant. The Power.
Now in paperback from Warner Books.
Yes, 720.
Too many long conversations, but no one is hearing a word.
Maybe you better wear your boots again this morning. It's still 14 below in Minneapolis-St. Paul, but the high today is going to be 10 above.
Here's Elmer, the nervous taxpayer.
Don't remind me. I used to be nervous that I was cheating myself on my taxes, not getting every deduction I was entitled to. Then I switched to Beneficial Income Tax Service.
Beneficial?
Beneficial. The people who care about you, your deductions, your dependents, your job, owning a home, all the items that make your return special.
And Elmer didn't want to wait for his tax refund.
So I got a Beneficial instant tax refund loan.
Don't wait for your government check. Beneficial wants to lend you the full amount of your expected refund or more today. It's a regular loan, usual qualification, not related to your tax refund, to do what you want to do right now. So for tax service,
it's Beneficial Income Tax Service.
For cash to get going now,
it's the Beneficial instant tax refund loan. Both at your nearest Beneficial Finance System office.
That's Beneficial. You're good for more. It's great to know.
You see the white pages of your phone book for the Beneficial office nearest you. 14 right here in Minneapolis-St. Paul, with loans up to $6,000, loans up to $1,200 being made under the Small Loan Act. And now let's get up there this morning and see if we can find Captain Buzz Studley, brought to you by Borton Volvo. Captain Buzz, come in, please.
Yeah, I tell you, sir, things are kind of sloppy out there. They got a lot of the sand and grit down the highways.
Yeah, they've been trying to make it safe for us to travel this morning.
Moving along pretty good here, and I thought I'd do a little public service and maybe explain some of the police call numbers that you hear on your CVs.
Oh, yes, all right. What are those?
So you can enjoy the fun there. The 1214. That's a flock of pigeons fertilizing a wino.
I see.
The 1229 is a gang of hairdressers hot combing Anita Bryant.
Uh-huh.
Haven't heard that one around here in a long time. 1270 is a depressed dwarf threatening to jump off a coffee table. And if you ever hear that, that might be worth a visit.
I see. Okay.
I'll tell you, I've got some more information here, and we'll get to that in just one moment.
When you invest in a luxury sedan, it's fair to assume the sunroof, leather upholstery, and metallic paint are all included. But often as not, they're not. At Borton's, however, those features are standard on the top-of-the-line Volvo 264. So if it's luxury you want at a price that could be many thousands of dollars less, see Borton Volvo, 5428 Lindale South, for the 79 Volvo 264. You can take all its equipment for granted, not pay extra to get it. At today's prices, Volvo is worth a long, hard look. And if you're planning a trip to Europe this year, why not buy that Volvo in Europe through Borton's European Delivery Plan? You'll be able to really explore the continent, save an astounding amount over the cost of renting a car, and you'll bring home a new Volvo at a significant saving. Borton can handle all the details, including insurance, shipping, everything. And if you sign up for European delivery before January 31st, the first month's insurance is free. That's a $185 value. From Borton's, 5428 Lindale South.
All right, Cam Buzz, traffic in detail now, please.
The traffic moving smoothly along the freeway. Side streets are still slippery and slick, so do take it easy.
All right.
I'll tell you, Niles Nemeth's coming along in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
And, boy, if he ever retires, it's going to take a big man to fill his raincoat.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Listen, drive carefully, 10-4.
Thank you very much, Cam Buzz. The morning traffic report brought to you by Borton Volvo and WCCO-FM. Good morning, I'm Paul Steck, 14 below now, and the high today is going to be 10 above, 15 tomorrow and Thursday, the 20s by Saturday. Oh yeah, good weekend shaping up. A few more snow flurries are possible again this afternoon and tonight. Here is the delegation.
Good morning. It's 7:30 at WCCO-FM. I'm Ray Scott at the WCCO-FM News Bureau, the news presented by Award Realty. The southern two-thirds of Wisconsin still under another winter storm watch this morning. After the major snowstorm that ended yesterday, still more snow fell on Milwaukee. The AAA said that Wisconsin emergency services are stretched to the limit. The latest storm... Oh, that was quite a storm. The latest storm is the third in 4 days that is poised over the Rockies right now, and that one appears headed for the plains and the Midwest. Now, the storm has not only stranded people, but animals as well in Iowa and other states hit by those storms. Some areas have been immobile for 3 to 4 days. In Fairfield, Iowa, police reservist Lauren McClellan talks about the problems in that area.
It's really pathetic when you get out over it and see it, where these cattle can't move more than maybe 150 feet either direction on account of the deep drifts, because their legs just stick in this deep snow and their bellies are in the snow and they can't get any traction to even move.
One copter pilot said the cattle have become accustomed to the helicopter food drops and that the cattle rush toward the helicopter when they appear. The Minnesota legislature is in its third week already. The House, just getting organized, already has 70 bills in the hopper to be considered. The members will get their committee assignments today. It may have been a natural gas explosion that set off the more than $1 million fire at the Minneapolis Medical Center office building on Sunday. The cleanup of the mess left by the fire will continue today. Estimates say it may be 4 to 6 weeks before offices are reoccupied. No one can accuse the North Dakota Senate of doing nothing. 48 senators hopped on the bandwagon yesterday and voted for a bill to regulate frog hunting. Senator Stan Wright said the measure protects the farmers of North Dakota from outsiders who are looking for the frogs to use in out-of-state science laboratories. Some very dogged police work paid off for the Minneapolis police recently after a jewel robbery at the Valentino's Jeweled Needle. A Chevrolet Vega was involved in the robbery. Lieutenant Hugh Rohrbacher spent about 50 hours overtime plowing through the list of all the Vegas in Minnesota looking for that one car. The case finally broke when another officer spotted a car matching the description and license number very closely. They found it in South Minneapolis. Police, by the way, have found $60,000 of the $100,000 loot that was snuffed into a snowbank near the car. The FBI is investigating two robberies of banks and savings and loan institutions that occurred just yesterday.